Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I'm a writer for the Viking Age, as well as Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick. We do this, or he is the managing editor of the Viking Age, really. I got everything kind of going off at me right now. But we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, you alerted me to some breaking news before we went on here, so why not? Josh Dobbs to the San Francisco 49ers, a one-year deal. Pretty seismic. You know, I think this completely changes the Vikings' options at quarterback next year.
For sure. They essentially swapped the Niners and the Vikings, essentially swapped backup quarterbacks with Sam Darnold going to the Vikings and the 49ers taking Josh Dobbs for, I believe, about $7.5 million less than what Sam Darnold is able to make next year. Sad to see him go. Enjoyed the memories of the Pastronaut, but he's now on a new mission with San Francisco and Alexander Mattison. Good luck to him.
We'll talk about Madison a little bit later. I mean, now Josh Dobbs is going to be touched by the hand of God.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's probably what happened there. He's like, Sam Darnold got how much? I'm going to go sign with the Niners and like go hang out with Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan probably bought him in because he was hanging around Kirk Cousins for like, you know, a half a year. And like, dude, you smell like Kirk. You touched Kirk. Did he give you a high five? How is Kirk doing? I miss Kirk.
It's like those coaches that get hired because they went for like coffee once with Sean McVay.
They crossed swords with Sean McVay in Vegas. Yeah. Dude, we got freaking hammered. It was awesome. And like Sean McVay was in there and he's like, woo. Yeah. I know a guy that got a job because of Sean McVay. I think you know the guy too, but.
Yeah. Mike Zimmer.
Mike, total friends with Sean McVay. I would pay to see Sean McVay and Mike Zimmer go to Vegas. Zimmer would just be at the slot machine with his cigarettes just going one
cigarettes,
by one.
He'd have a cup of dip.
He'd probably do both. I bet you he'd do both in that moment. Just like, I'm on a heater, baby. Let's go.
He doesn't look like a smoker.
No. We know he's a chewer, but yeah. You know, the whole thing with the Dobbs thing, too, is we're looking at the Vikings right now. They're wheeling and dealing. They're trying to move up in the draft. And the problem is they're at pick 11. How many games did Josh Dobbs win last year?
Two.
He won two. Do you know where the Vikings would be picking if he did not win those games?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fifth. But compete, compete, compete. You always compete, and no matter what, and I want to see my team win because draft position doesn't matter.
Well, they got an A on the NFLPA report card, and they might not have done that if they didn't get those two wins.
They can hang that banner next to most cap space in the league in 2025.
It's framed somewhere.
It's probably like a diploma in Kwesi's office, just like right next to the Ivy League diploma. It's, you know, followed by where did Adam Thielen go to school? Anyway, this is already off the rails, so we might as well talk about some quarterbacks that will play for the Vikings soon, or like prospective ones. Of course, on Friday, the Vikings acquired the 23rd overall pick in this year's draft from the Houston Texans, who have some new uniforms that are out there. What do you think of those?
I'm waiting for the full reveal. I don't want to pass any judgment because we've only seen one version and not even like can't even really see like the whole thing. Can't see the pants, can't see the sides or the back or even really the helmet. So I'll wait to pass judgment. But from the front, it looks like I commented, like, did they get demoted to the UFL? But because it looks like an old XFL uniform right now. But I don't know. We'll see.
I don't hate them. Like from the leak. A lot of people like are strongly against them, and I'm like, they're fine. Yeah. I mean, it's not like so. Like the Tennessee Titans, when they changed up theirs a couple years ago, they did kind of the same thing where they tweaked some stuff, and it just looked a hell of a lot worse. Like, I don't think it looks worse than the old Texans uniforms, but I did see somebody pointed out that they had a different shade of blue during their press conference.
Danielle Hunter.
Yeah. So like some people were like, maybe they're going with like a brighter blue.
Nope.
No. Unless it's an alternate, which would be pretty sweet.
I mean, they're not as bad as those, what the Browns uniforms that said Browns on them and Cleveland on the front, or the alarm clock Buccaneers uniforms, which are probably those in the Jaguars with like the two-tone helmet. Like those early 2010 uniforms featured like some of the probably the worst uniforms in NFL history, including the Vikings.
Or like those Atlanta Falcon jerseys that have the ATL and number 18 for certain one. Do you think Kirk Cousins called Kyle Pitts and he said, "Hey, could I have number 8, please?" And he said, "Kirk, I appreciate the offer, but it's not about the dollars. It's what the dollars represent." And you know damn well Kirk wasn't going to spend extra money on, you know, buying out all the number 8 jerseys in Atlanta because it is about the dollars. It's completely about the dollars.
Yeah, Kirk doesn't have enough money to buy all those. He's got to save for, I don't even know, because he's probably living in, I think when they lived in Arizona before he signed with the Falcons, they lived in like their in-laws' basement. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a nice basement, but still, it's like you've made like $200 million in your career and you're living in a basement. Gotta save money. And I think, what was it, the documentary? Or no, it was a quarterback series where he showed off like his hyperbaric chamber and he got it used or something. And I'm like, dude, just buy something new. You can afford it.
You know, I'll just say this very quickly about this. I know we're bouncing off the walls and going from topic to topic here, but it's a podcast. We're freewheeling here. That's what people do. The whole Kirk Cousins thing over the past week, if you wanted the money, nobody was going to be upset with you. Like, everybody gets it. 4 years, $180 million. Arthur Blank is like trying to get a Super Bowl before he dies. We totally understand it. That press conference on, when was it? Was it Monday after the show? Or was it
Wednesday?
No,
Wednesday
yeah, it night? Was Wednesday. Yeah, late Wednesday night.
Wednesday was the first day of the league year, and somehow they got a deal done. Like
a couple hours. Yeah, just not even. You know, I mean, the whole thing is just, I'm trying not to be like the jealous ex-girlfriend here or boyfriend. Mm-mm. But at the same time, you know, he's running around with the chains. He's doing the Coles thing.
Yeah, get your own bit.
Like, you see all the Falcons fans and they're like, I really like what Kirk said. This guy's a winner and everything else. And like, it reminds me of when like the Vikings signed Kirk Cousins back in 2018. And there was this clip and it was of Washington Commanders training camp and Josh Norman got an interception. He's like, Kirk doesn't play here anymore. And everybody was so happy. I'm like, man, they're just bitter. No, it's because they knew, like Vikings fans know, they know how this ends. You know, you have a offensive coordinator shinier than John DeFilippo's kicks right now, but those things are going to be scuffed up by the end of the year because you don't have the proper co-words in there, or the offensive line isn't good enough, or you don't have good enough receivers, or the coach looked at him the wrong way in the locker room. I don't know. Just, I don't know, man. The whole thing seems sleazy, and it just, you know, his apology where he's reading bar for bar off a cue card, it's just, it apology. Won't happen. Good apology. It won't happen, but when he comes back to US Bank Stadium next year, I want to see him booed out of the damn building. but you know what they'll do? They'll have their little Kirko chains tributes.
They don't really have a choice depending on what the fans want to do. I think I think he might get booed. There'll be fans that are like cheering for him, but who's someone that got booed returning who used to be a Viking? Did Adrian Peterson get booed? I don't think he got booed, did he?
I was at that game, actually. I don't recall him. I think there were some boos at
because it wasn't like a messy breakup, really. It was Pearson's not good anymore, so go play for the Saints. Where with Cousins, it's like the Vikings kind of still wanted to get him back, but they didn't want to pay him what he wanted. And he, you know, says it's not about the money and then go signs the contract that's giving him the most money.
And it's about the fact too, like I promise we'll get to new quarterbacks. This is just on my mind, but I mean, it's all about like the Vikings basically bent over backwards for him the last 2 years. Then he goes, oh, It's not about the money, but it really is. And I'm going to take all of it and not spend a dime.
I think he just knew that when Kwesi walked in the door, it was, he was probably told, like, we want you to keep Kirk Cousins for at least a year. And then after that, you can figure out what you want to do. And Kirk probably knew that. And from the second Kwesi walked in the door, he didn't, he didn't probably like the vibes he got from, or Kirk probably didn't like the vibes he got from Kwesi, and which is kind of probably why he's been, I think he said in multiple interviews where it's like, I really like the Falcons because the owner, the head coach, and the GM are all on the same page. And it's like, they are in Minnesota too. That's why you're not there.
Yeah.
So, like, just because one of them didn't want to pay you an ass load of money doesn't mean everyone's not on the same page. Maybe Kevin O'Connell wants you back more than Kwesi or some of the owners, but O'Connell also understands that it's probably the best decision for the team as a whole to not pay someone who's going to be 36 in August coming off a torn Achilles. So, yeah, but I guess there's dysfunction in Minnesota if you ask Kirk Cousins or Mike Florio, I guess.
Yeah, Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell are going to have a steel cage match after Thursday's press conference. They're going to duke it out at WrestleMania in Minneapolis if we ever get one.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's look at the future here.
It seems
bright for the Vikings. Again, they got the 23rd overall pick from the Texans on Friday. They also own the 11th overall pick in the NFL draft. And all signs right now are pointing to the Vikings targeting a trade up to get Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. Alec Lewis of the Athletic. I've been playing too much of the show since I bought it the other day, but it's more probable the Vegas Athletics. Holy shit. Let's rewind here. I swear to God too, this is just bubbly. It's not a beer this time. All so right. We can't use that for an excuse, but it's more probable that the Vikings trade three firsts for May than McCarthy. Albert Breer reported earlier on Monday, though, that the Vikings will have a presence at McCarthy's pro day and a private workout next week. So, who do you think the Vikings are trading up for?
First Drake off,
May or JJ McCarthy?
Sorry. Step on you, no, but no. First off, stop calling it a private workout, everybody. It's a top 30 visit, okay? Like, this isn't new. I see people already being like, oh, they're bringing him in for a private workout. They're really in. It's a top 30 visit. They're going to
do you think
Drake
they
May
have
too.
Like the red rope? Like, they just have two buff dudes and like sunglasses? Like, JJ McCarthy, your name's on the list. Kirk Cousins, your name's not on the list, Kirk. What do you
they've
mean?
Brought
Kirk
in,
go dripping swag.
They've already brought in people for private workouts, but you gotta embellish stuff to get some eyes on whatever you're doing. Your question was, who are they targeting? Drake May or Mike McCarthy? Wow, I hope they're not targeting.
I mean, that would be just like a mind fuck for everybody if they went from Mike McCartney, who is the head of the negotiating table, right, to JJ McCarthy. But yes, JJ McCarthy.
I think they like Drake May, and I think they like JJ McCarthy. I've heard though that and seen, I might have saw this online somewhere or whatever, but like the Vikings really intrigued in making the JJ to JJ combo. I don't know if you saw that as well. So JJ McCarthy to Justin Jefferson. I don't know if they have a preference. I think they understand that they would have to give up more to get Drake May, but at the same time, if you're trading up to, let's say, 4 or 5 for the Cardinals or Chargers, you're probably not going to be the only team giving them a call to trade up. So, on the draft charts or whatever, like the draft tech or Rich Hill or whatever, where it says like, oh, you only need such and such picks to move up and that'll be good. So all the Vikings need to move up to 5 is their 2 first round picks and maybe a 4th rounder next year. But that's not the case if other teams are, bidding for that spot. So you're probably going to have to give up next year's first. It sucks, but at the same time, it doesn't suck because if your quarterback works out, and you get to take advantage of that rookie scale contract, then who cares about that first round pick next year? It's not going to matter. And you already do 2 third round compensatory picks next year too. So right now you're scheduled to have 3 third round picks next year, which Kwesi will probably turn into, I don't know, 7, 6 round picks. I don't know. But as far as their preference, I don't know if they have one. I think they like both. Obviously they have the connection with the Josh McCown to Drake May. And then JJ McCarthy, there's been a lot of steam on the Vikings liking him for pretty much the entire offseason. So I think they'll be happy with whichever quarterback they end up with. But I think if they want to get one of those guys, you got to trade up to 4, right? because you can't take that risk sitting at five. You trade for that fifth pick with the Chargers, let's say this week, and then, you know, a week later, or even in the draft, the Giants move past you, or the Broncos, or the Raiders, or somebody, and they trade with the Cardinals, and they get the fourth pick, and they get McCarthy, and then you're like, well, shit, we just trade all that stuff to get the fifth pick, and I guess we'll take Rome Odunze. Yeah, Sam reach. Darnold, go crazy, I guess.
Reach for Brock Bowers or something.
Yeah, they would trade back if that happened.
Yeah, well, they'd probably be fired on the spot. Just like the Wolves would be like, what are you doing? What? Why are we? What? No, that's pretty much it. So there's a couple thoughts at play here. And I mean, I think it starts with how the top five is going to pan out. We know Caleb Williams is going number one to the Bears now that Justin Fields was traded to the Steelers for a sixth round pick.
A ham sandwich.
Yeah. Russ Dangerous, which is probably like, it's spicy though. It's come on, Ryan Poles.
That's the creepiest commercial ever.
You like my sandwich? Like, so bad. The more I think about it, the happier I am. He's not the Vikings quarterback now, but we digress.
Those were fun rumors, huh? Yeah.
So you have Caleb Williams at one of the Bears. Number two, the betting favorite right now is Jaden Daniels, who Alec Lewis also said the Vikings liked, but it sounds like the Commanders are locked into a quarterback, especially since they traded Sam Howell to the Seahawks on Friday.
Well, they signed Jacoby Brissett. I don't know.
Yeah. The first two picks are locked in. Yeah. The third pick, the Patriots, that's kind of the wild card. And I think it sounds like most of the conversations are going with them. I think if they trade up to three, that means they like May more. And I think it makes sense because, I don't know, you could probably get J.J. McCarthy at four if the Cardinals are willing to trade down. But, I mean, where this gets kind of slippery is, do you make the deal with the Patriots to go get Drake May, or do you try and get it at four? But if the Cardinals are smitten with Marvin Harrison Jr. and they're just like, hey, we're taking him no matter what,
right.
Well, then you have the fifth pick with the Chargers. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying here. And again, this has nothing to do with the absolutely stupid Justin Herbert trade rumors that are out there. Put a freaking trade into the over-the-cap trade calculator and you'll see why they're not going to trade Justin Herbert. Because they'd be over the cap by $60 million. But please make your TikTok videos top five landing spots for Justin Herbert. Number one, Minnesota. It's ridiculous. It's just like, it's like the Justin Jefferson one too. You tweeted one out and he's like, well, what if they go to the Raiders, or like, what if they put him with the Chiefs? No, that's not gonna happen. You know why? Because there's a fucking salary cap.
It's a myth though.
Yeah, that's why the Chargers redid Joey Bosa and
the Bills, what,
Khalil Mack. Yeah,
the Saints Bills, every offseason.
Just I'm triggered, but you know, everybody's talking about, well, do you want to give up three first rounders? Do you want to give up two first rounders? What's it going to cost? You know, anybody who's been in a dynasty fantasy football league knows that if you put a trade into a calculator, it's not always the best deal because the other owner knows you're desperate. I don't care what Kwesi said at last week's press conference saying we have the flexibility and we can roll with Sam Darnold. You know, his nose might as well have, like, went out like Pinocchio at that point.
Does Sam Darnold want to roll with Sam Darnold?
Dude, that press conference, watching it, like, Sam Darnold, you can tell, like, he's like spooked in his own head. Like, he's at a press conference, he's like, yeah, guys, I'm really excited to be here. And holy shit, that's a bright light. I can definitely be starting. They gave me a lot of money. I don't really know why.
It was just really funny to have him sitting next to Aaron Jones, because Aaron Jones was like totally the opposite of whatever Sam Darnold was.
And then Darnold tried to make a joke like, oh, I forgot my sunglasses. And then Aaron Jones is like, here you go. And he's like, no, I don't want to wear those.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brandon Bean of the Bills, he had a good comment at the scouting combine when they asked about trading up for quarterbacks, because the Bills did that to get Josh Allen. And he said something along the lines of, if it fails, I'm not going to be here anyway. If it succeeds, nobody's going to give a shit what we gave up to get him. And I think that's the attitude Vikings have to have right now. Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah are in the third year of four-year deals. If they see a quarterback that they think they like, they might as well take the plunge, because if they don't, they're going to get fired with Sam Darnold. Like, and I know I've been kind of out in front being like, calm down about Sam Darnold. Everything's going to be fine. We're not replacing him with Kirk. But I mean, if they don't take a quarterback this year, it's kind of like, then what is the plan? What are you looking for? And why did you trade for a first round pick? Like, it just seems like a lot of things going on right now, which gives them flexibility, but it also kind of has them teetering on the edge of disaster.
I also love the people that are doing mock drafts now, keeping the Vikings having two first round picks, and they're like, and they give them like a defensive tackle and then a cornerback. It's like, they're loading up on defense before they get to next year, and then they'll draft the quarterback. It's like, no, they're not. But do you think May or McCarthy has like the higher ceiling? I feel like May probably, his ceiling is probably higher, but his floor might be actually lower than McCarthy. So I think that's probably part of the decision that the Vikings are kind of going through right now, where like, if you get May, the highs might be like really, really high. But if he fails, which I think he has probably a lower chance of failing if he lands with the Vikings and say he does land with the Patriots or he does land with the Giants, because the Vikings are pretty set up pretty well to bring in a young quarterback. I mean, anytime you have a solid offensive line, Justin Jefferson as your number one receiver, Addison as your number two, just added Aaron Jones, Kevin O'Connell, former quarterback, as your head coach, Josh McCown, former quarterback, as your quarterback.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Quarterback's coach, like, they are set up for a rookie quarterback regardless of who they get. But then I was thinking too, like, what if the Patriots like JJ McCarthy? What if they like him and want to draft him at three? Then, you know, what do the Cardinals do? Do they have like a bidding war number four for people to get Drake May? Does Drake May fall? Like, I don't know. Or is this the Vikings plan the whole time to get Drake May to fall, actually? Because heading into the offseason, he was, what, consensus number two easily behind Caleb Williams. And then the last few months have gone around. People are like, oh, I don't know about Drake May. The Patriots don't like him. Doesn't sound like they like him. It's like, what changed in the last few weeks?
You know what? Nobody went to Drake May's birthday party.
Right.
The most overused joke of draft season, but you got to love it.
Yeah.
Then he lied about it. Yeah. Like, come on. When I look at Drake May, I see, like, a lot of people have kind of over, but like, by the way, if you did not see our last episode with Thor Nystrom on Friday morning,
it was
incredible. He deep dove into May. He deep dove into McCarthy, who's his guy. He's got him ahead of May.
He went over some Jaden Daniels stuff too, I feel like, too.
Yeah. We played all the greatest hits basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I look at May's highlights, and I haven't dove into the whole tape, so I haven't seen the lows or anything, but his highs, he looks like Ben Roethlisberger. I think that's a fair comp. He's big. He's got a strong arm. He's hard to bring down. Sometimes he makes like a throw where you're like, hey, what are you doing here, bud? But I think that is what you're looking at with Drake May. And I think what your challenge would be was to eliminate the dumb plays. Like, hey, sometimes it's okay to take a sack. Sometimes it's okay to throw a check down, but he attacks downfield. JJ McCarthy, I've said this before. I think there are some people out there who just have been dead set against JJ McCarthy because of how he was used at Michigan. Mm-hmm. How, you know, Jim Harbaugh wanted to run because he had the best backfield in college football, and JJ McCarthy wasn't used because they were kicking the tar out of everyone. Now, the Connor Stallion thing, I don't know how much it played into this whole thing. Like, some people will bring that up. But, I mean, you look at the physical tools. JJ McCarthy can run. He's got a big arm. He can throw downfield. There are some consistency issues. But, again, that's coaching. Do you trust Kevin O'Connell to coach a quarterback up? So, if I'm looking at the two, I mean, if they trade three firsts for May, let's go. If they trade, you know, two firsts for JJ McCarthy, I'm okay with that, too.
What if they trade three for McCarthy? You're going to be okay with that?
I mean, whatever gets done at this point,
like, Yeah, at this point, who cares?
If you're going to do this, you might as well go. Like, this is not the time to haggle, especially when you made that Texans trade. Like, that's
everybody
was so excited with the Texans trade. It's like, oh, dude, they're going for it. Yeah. Like, they didn't do that, like you said, to get a defensive tackle, although it'd be great. Like, somebody in my mentions was like, well, what about the defensive tackle? What are we going to do there? If we get a franchise quarterback, I'm not going to give a shit about the defensive tackle. We're going to sign one in free agency with our ass load of cap room. This is the whole new dimension of Vikings football. We could do stuff that was not possible with Kirk Cousins, and Atlanta is going to find that out soon. So,
what? They got Darnell Mooney.
they signed Mooney, didn't they?
Yeah.
I thought you said they got their new Mooney. I'm like, Mooney didn't play there, but
no. With McCarthy, what was I going to say? Would you compare? Well, what Drake May is getting the comparisons. A lot of his comparisons are Josh Allen, just because of like some of the, he makes those great plays. He can scramble. And yes, he does make some of those stupid fucking plays where he like throws the ball with his other hand or something. But then I think with JJ McCarthy, with like a good, if he came in and he was like an early Russell Wilson, not, you know, the cringy type guy, but like early Russell Wilson, who was great for the Seahawks. Like, he did everything that they needed him to do. Russell Wilson wanted to do more, but the Seahawks were like, no. You're going to throw the ball when we need you to throw the ball, and you're going to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. Like, if the Vikings got that from JJ McCarthy, then he's worth whatever picks they need to get him, because Russell Wilson helped that team win a Super Bowl, and that's the main goal. So I think even if he's just that, I'm fine with that. Like, we have all these expectations for, like, if a guy gets selected in the top five of the draft, he's got to be the next Patrick Mahomes. When you're just looking for a guy probably like just like a Brock Purdy, who can run your system really, really well, make few mistakes, and, you know, just let other guys make plays. So, whatever they need to do to get the guy that they want, I think they should do it, regardless of, you know, who disagrees with them or not.
Yeah, I think the last thing I have on this subject is, too, like, you know, I think a lot of people are turned off by, like, oh, McCarthy's weird. He meditates before games. Like you said, John Henderson got slapped in the face by his trainer before he went out and game. Like, John Randall painted his face like the goddamn Ultimate Warrior and started, he looked up dudes' names in the phone book. He's like, hey, what about your sister, huh? Yeah. Like, what the, well, you might say, yeah, your mom. Give it to your mommy. Yeah.
The former home of Jared Allen. And everyone's like, oh, McCarthy's weird, but Jared Allen's fine. He's good.
It's going to be fun. Like, I've said this before, I'm rejuvenated as a Vikings fan right now, because this is exciting. This is, you know, I've never seen the Vikings go all in for a quarterback. Like, it's always, well, you know, Dante Culpepper fell to him and he panned out. You know, they took Christian Ponder at 12 because he was the quarterback that was there. The Vikings are like, no. F the draft order. And, you know, it's that gentleman who is screaming at me about draft orders and all that stuff. Maybe they're right, because the Vikings are forging their own destiny. But, well, yeah.
And I've seen some of that mentality, too, still from Vikings fans who are probably just scarred from the past, who are like, oh, they got two picks now, so they can get their defensive tackle with 11, and then at 23, they can draft Michael Penix, and then they'll be good. It's like, no, that's not the point of this is to do something they've never done before, trade up in the draft and get one of the top prospects, not just sit around and wait for, let everything fall into their lap like they've been doing their whole entire existence, and then that's resulted in zero Super Bowl wins. So they have to do something different, and it looks like they're going to.
And if it doesn't work, they just start over again. Yeah, like
you win the same amount of Super Bowls you've already won.
Exactly. You know what wins the Super Bowl, though? A nice running game.
Yeah.
Running backs don't seem to matter until you don't have one. And at this time last week, the Vikings had Ty Chandler in the backfield. But now they have Aaron Jones, who's released by the Packers on Monday, hours after, well, actually, it was the following morning after we were on Monday. He signed a 1-year, $7 million contract with the Minnesota Vikings. By the way, Alexander Mattison, as you mentioned at the top of the show, 1-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. I guess Alexander Mattison, RB1, still a thing.
Placing Josh Jacobs, huh?
Placing Josh Jacobs and taking over Zamir White. It is funny. There's some people online, the fantasy football players, who are like, oh, Zamir White was going to be RB1. They're the same back. Like, Zamir White's not good either. So, I don't know. Trade him for seventh-round draft pick draft or whatever.
Somebody. Yeah, they'll draft somebody.
Or if it's like my league, they'll just give you three firsts for random players. I don't know how that works, but Aaron Jones, Minnesota Viking. You like the move?
Oh, yeah. I like it because I don't think they're going to use him. He's not going to be like an every down back, and that wasn't even his role with the Packers. He split time with AJ Dillon. I think Aaron Jones got the majority of the touches, but AJ Dillon was also a factor in that offense too. And I think it'll be interesting to see though how they utilize Ty Chandler and Aaron Jones in the backfield, because I feel like they're kind of similar in their skill sets, where, you know, Ty Chandler's just got speed and quickness and everything and can catch the ball out of the backfield, where I feel like Aaron Jones, his advantage is his experience and his ability to probably be a better pass protector, which is what the Vikings are looking for in a running back, because Ty Chandler's not that great at it. But I like the move. You always like to see the old Packers come over to the Vikings and want to get revenge on their old team because they did him wrong. They already got him a purple and yellow sombrero, so he's ready to rock. And I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do after this year. If they, you know, if Aaron Jones does well, are they going to want him to stick around? Are they going to want to get another running back, you know, in the draft or something or whatever? Because they're going to have cap space to bring him back or sign some other running back next year if they want. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I'm excited. He's a gigantic upgrade over Alexander Mattison. Like, I think he averaged a full yard more per carry than Mattison did last year, and it was a down year for Aaron Jones. So I'm excited. It's and guys who are released and find a new team, I feel like they're a little bit extra motivated to do a little better. Although I did see a stat either today or yesterday that running backs who switch teams with their new team, they don't really do that great. But, you know, hopefully it'll be a different scenario with Aaron Jones. But like I said, he's not going to be like the main, he's not going to be a three down guy. They're going to use him for the most part, I think maybe what, 60-40, 55-45 percentage wise between him and Ty Chandler. Or maybe, you know, who's the other guy they got? Dwayne McBride. Is he going to be in there too? No. So no, I like the signing. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Dwayne McBride. Remember, here's my beacon of hope here, but Kyren Williams didn't play barely at all during his rookie year. I think part of it was due to an injury, but, you know, sometimes it takes these backs time to learn a pro system. So the Vikings didn't get rid of him. He was on the practice squad all last year. Do I think he'll pan out? No, I think they should draft one later rounds. My guy, round pick, right? What's that? Yeah.
He's a seventh round pick.
Yeah. Starter grade.
Though. Pacheco.
Yes. I said, greatest running back ever. Wait, do you want money? No, we're not going to pay you. No. Like I said, my guy, South Dakota State's Isaiah Davis. There will be SDSU Pro Day next Monday. I'm going to be there. So see how he tests there. But I think they need a back like that. They need a back that does a lot of yards after contact. Aaron Jones is very good at that. He's 29 years old, but a lot of his stats were really good, especially coming back after injury. I think he led the league in rushing when he came back. I think it was in week 13 or something. And I think too, the thing that will be really interesting is his prowess in the screen game, which Kevin O'Connell has not been able to figure out in the first 2 years. So we'll find out, is it the back or is it the system? Because they got to figure out something.
They can't run tight end screen either, so I don't know if it's the back.
Maybe they should use Johnny Munt in some tight end.
Although they did run, I think one of the only successful screens was the one that Dalvin Cook in the Colts comeback to tie or take the lead in that game. So that was a good one.
Yeah, I missed that one. I was covering an SDSU game. Everybody else was freaking out in the press box, and I'm like, I'm just like zero. It was that game was like the. You've seen Fever Pitch before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the scene where he takes Drew Barrymore out on a date and like he sells his Yankees, Red Sox.
Yeah. And everything's down. The game's on everywhere.
Yeah. They're down 9-1. And he's like, oh, see, I'm not even missing anything. And then his buddy calls him. He's like, this is the greatest game ever. Wow. I can't believe this. And he has a panic attack. That was.
Hey, you know what else is funny about Alexander Mattison signing with the Raiders today? He signed a deal before Dalvin Cook did. So Dalvin Cook's still a free agent. Madison's not.
But his shoulder's good.
Brand new. He's practically brand new.
Bionic shoulder. Some quick hitters here to wrap up. Harrison Smith, he's going to be back. A 13th season. He'll come back at a reduced number. It has not been released, but it's less than the $19 million cap hit he had just a week ago. How excited are you about Harrison Smith coming back?
Good. I mean, induct him into the Ring of Honor yesterday. So yeah. Can you be inducted while you're still playing? Because it's going to be in there. A given Hall of Fame, different story. I don't know. That might take a little longer. even though he's probably worthy, but it's just different. No, I'm excited. I think it'll be good because I think it'll help out. I think they're probably going to add maybe some young pieces to the secondary in the draft this year, at least probably a corner or two. I think it'll be good to have someone like him that people can feed off of. And he's always just, he's a good example to have in the locker room of with young players of like just how to go about life in the NFL. He's been in the NFL for a long time. I don't think he's ever gotten in trouble. I don't think he's ever done anything to even be close to being in trouble other than like destroy people's brains on the field.
I mean, that's like everybody. Like, everybody's yeah. just seeking destroy.
I mean, his name is the Hitman. So his nickname is the Hitman. So he has to just live up to it. But no, I think he wants to play, but he probably just didn't. He didn't want to like go through free agency and be like, oh, I'm going to play in Seattle this year. And you know, because I think his wife's pregnant. They just had a kid like a year or two ago. So he's going to have two young kids and be like, sorry, I'm going to Seattle. You know, let's do this. Probably just like, no, I'll just stay here. You can pay me, I don't know, enough to live a year and I'll be good. So no, and he's still fine. He's not the Harrison Smith of the all pro Harrison Smith, but he's still better than probably more than half the starting safeties in the NFL.
I think he's taking on a leadership role with that defense. He's not like rah-rah like Everson Griffin or Jared Allen was, or even like Brian Robinson, but I mean, he's been there long enough. He's one of the rare players in today's NFL that when he retires, you're going to know him from one team and one team only. Yep. Like, you know, a lot of state, like Eric Weddle, I remember him. Like he wound up bouncing around a little bit at the end.
Well, Jason Kelsey, right? Just retired with the Eagles. Yeah. He was with the Eagles the whole time.
Yeah. They're famous for something, aren't they?
Is it like a dating show?
Something like that. Yeah. Something about their love life. No, I mean, to like the safety room, if Harrison Smith was gone, you might have needed somebody. I mean, Cam Bynum's, he's a starter. He's pretty good. Trying to think.
They're going to have money next year to go out. They're going to have money next year to have space to go out and probably replace Harrison Smith. Because I'm gonna assume this is probably the last year. Because I think he has 1 year left on his deal after this. He has 2 years right now, but he'll have 1 year after next season. And I think it's pretty easy for the Vikings to get out of that deal.
Yeah, pour some out for Lewis Cine too, by the way, because it doesn't seem like Theo Jackson, that was the guy I was thinking of.
Yep.
He played the, and then you have Metellus who's out there. So I mean, they're pretty deep in the safety room, but
I would
Smith, I'm sure nobody's upset with that.
No, I would expect Bynum to get extended this offseason too. I think he's eligible for an extension. I think that's probably gonna happen. He's played pretty well. And it won't be expensive to extend him.
Players who are not returning next year. KJ Osborne, a deal is worth 1 year, $4 million. He was called I saw a key playmaker for the Vikings. Yeah. That was probably coming from his agent.
Uh-huh.
Are you sweating the loss of Osborne?
No. Good solid player for the Vikings during his tenure. I think he proved a lot of people wrong in his second year because I think the first year he didn't even get a snap on offense and he just did punt returns and he wasn't that great. But he proved a lot of people wrong. Second year came up clutch. I think 2022. He had a lot of him and Kirk Cousins connected a lot on those late game comebacks. And last year just kind of fell off. Like he had a bunch of drops, and I don't know if that was really all on him or just the quarterback carousel going on in Minnesota. But yeah, he's a solid receiver. The Patriots, you know, they need receivers, so they took a chance on him. He's what costing them $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about him signing is that he gave the Vikings another compensatory pick, the third round. So thanks for that. Like that's the highlight of him leaving. So yes, I'm happy that he left so the Vikings can get another third round pick.
It leaves a bit of a hole in the Vikings offense because he did a lot of the dirty work, like blocking and some stuff. You know, a lot of people thought he could put up bigger numbers, but you know, I mean, when you're blocking and doing all the things, I mean, the number three receiver in the offense, potentially even number two, is TJ Hockenson. That tight end role is the second role in the offense.
Aaron Jones now, maybe too.
Yeah. I mean, I think they should draft one. I think that would be a good idea. Yeah. And this is a good receiver. You just take one fifth, sixth round and see. I mean,
Puka Nacua.
If you hit, like, that's another weapon. And we saw Puka Nacua become a big-time weapon for the Rams. So
then you can trade Justin. No.
Top five places for Justin Jefferson to go. Number one, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. But I think they signed Brandon Powell before Osborne signed his new deal. So I think that was kind of writing on the wall because Powell was pretty good last year. And then they still have Jalen Naylor, who I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think they have like 12 receivers on their roster now. They have like Christian Jackson. They still have N'Keal Harry on their roster. Although I heard he might be putting on some weight to transition to be tight end because Hawkinson's out. I don't know.
Would be a smart career move for him.
It would be.
Yeah.
Because he's already like 235, 230. So it's not like he has to put on a ton of weight. But yeah, they have a lot of receivers. So not bringing back Osborne was not surprising at all.
I did laugh. Speaking of tight ends, somebody put up a video of Irv Smith Jr.'s combine footage and just like, man, he's going to go off. And somebody's like, if you're putting up combine footage in year 6, it's not working out. But
they didn't put up. That's what they did for Treadwell, too, right?
Yeah.
Just do that all the time, too.
Maybe Treadwell will have the reunion tour.
He's still in the league. He's still in the NFL.
Good for him. I mean, he's making a living.
Yeah. At least,
but hey, whatever.
Better than us, I guess.
Yes. What's going on at the Viking Age, man?
We just had a new mock draft come out today after all the craziness shenanigans last week with free agency and the trade. Nick Edlin did that one. Lupagus from One Bar and Lupagus, that guy from the podcast, the infamous podcast over there. He did that. And then we're just covering everything, all the other free agency stuff going on. Still a bunch of stuff going on this week. Also more draft stuff. There's just a lot of rumors, I feel like, floating around this week after everything that happened last week. So we'll be covering that. But yeah, check us out at thevikingage.com.
And where can people follow you on social media?
At Adam Patrick on Twitter and Threads.
There you go. You can follow me at The Real Chris Shod, Twitter, X, Instagram. I think TikTok's going away, but I still post there every once in a while. Just if you type in Real Chris Shod anywhere, you can find it. You'll find me. But that is all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. We can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.